Trump Media deposits 2,650 BTC worth $205 million into Crypto.com. Trump Media and Technology Group deposited 2,650 BTC worth roughly $204.93 at the time of the transfer into Crypto.com early on May 22, 2026, according to a Cointelegraph alert citing on-chain flows. The deposit lands during a soft week for risk assets, with Bitcoin trading at $77,515 as of May 22nd, down 0.4% on the day and 3.75% on the week, per CoinMarketCap data published the same morning. The size of the deposit is the headline. At current prices, the 2,650 BTC tranche alone is larger than the entire reported treasury of many mid-cap public crypto companies. Trump Media disclosed earlier this year that it was building a Bitcoin allocation alongside its core social media business, and Thursday's move continues that program rather than starting it, a treasury that keeps moving on-chain. The deposit pushes a meaningful slice of Trump Media's Bitcoin holdings onto a single exchange custody venue. That detail matters for a publicly traded issuer. Holding the asset in a regulated custodian or qualified self-custody setup is standard. Routing nine-figure sums into an active exchange wallet introduces a different risk profile, since exchange-held coins sit on a balance sheet that is exposed to counterparty stress in a downturn. Crypto.com is one of the larger global exchanges by spot volume and runs its own institutional custody arm, so the deposit does not automatically mean the coins are earmarked for sale. Treasuries routinely use exchange custody to rebalance, post collateral for hedges, or wait out a window before redistributing to cold storage. Trump Media has not published a treasury policy detailing where the Bitcoin sits long-term. Price action does not match the size. A $205 million corporate deposit into an exchange is the kind of flow that occasionally moves the order book, but Bitcoin barely flinched on the news. BTC has been grinding lower for a week against a backdrop of macro stress, including a Trump warning on Iran that hit risk assets earlier in the week, covered in our note on Bitcoin, slipping below 77K. The 24-hour change of 0.4% and the broader 7-day drawdown of 3.75% suggest the market is already pricing in heavier supply pressure than any single deposit can add. For reference, the Fear and Greed Index sat at 40, neutral, on the morning of the deposit. Liquidity is thin enough that any meaningful sell trigger would show up clearly, and so far it has not. That argues for the coins being parked rather than offered. Trump Media joins a small public company treasury list. Trump Media is now one of a small but growing list of U.S.-listed companies running an explicit Bitcoin treasury strategy. Strategy remains the largest by a wide margin, with 843,038 BTC after its latest 2.01B purchase. The 21 vehicle backed by SoftBank had a brief run in the same category before SoftBank was bought out of its 1B position earlier this month, a reminder that not every corporate Bitcoin bet ends in accumulation. Against that backdrop, Trump Media's deposit reads less as a market event and more as one more data point in the slow institutionalization of Bitcoin as a corporate treasury asset. The company is treating it as an inventory line, not a trading position, and the use of a large global exchange for custody fits how mid-cap issuers tend to handle the operational side before formalizing custody arrangements. Implications for everyday holders. The practical read-through for retail and prosumer holders is narrow. A single corporate deposit, even at this size, does not change the supply picture in a way that affects how individuals price their own positions. The more useful signal is that Crypto.com continues to win institutional custody flow at meaningful size, which feeds back into the financial stability of the exchange ecosystem that powers products including Crypto.com's own card lineup and its broader spending infrastructure. For anyone tracking exchange concentration risk, the deposit is also a small reminder of how much Bitcoin can sit at a single venue at any given time. Holders who prefer to keep their spending stacks separate from large exchange balances have been gravitating toward non-custodial card options for exactly that reason.